Proclamation number 3511 of 12th of August, 1945. God's will or permission. Probationary period. Everything good is my working, for nothing bad can ever come forth from my might and my will, because my love works as strength in every creation, in every event which is based on my will. My adversary's will, however, works without love and can therefore only give birth to evil. His love is blatant self-love, full of the worst instincts which only strive for ruin in order to increase his power, and his will is therefore the destruction of that which has emerged from my hand, which is good and perfect and a work of infinite love. But there are limits to his power. He abused it in the beginning to create new beings which were intended to help displace me, to reduce my power and to make me subservient to him, which he will never succeed in doing because Roman I, as Lord of heaven and earth, can withdraw his strength and power at any time if this is my will. But my love took pity on the entity which had emerged from his hand, from his evil will using my strength. My love seeks to release it from my adversary's power, it seeks to snatch it from his will of destruction and to help him to eternal life. And therefore I withdrew the power over the beingness from him, which has to cover the path to me in bound form. And thus he has no power over any work of creation, he cannot destroy or annihilate anything that is my work, because this power belongs to me alone and I use it where my love deems it good. For my working is always good, even if it is not recognized. But the adversary's sphere of power is earth in the stage of the being's development where, embodied as a human being, it is to pass the final test of will. Thus he has power over the human being's will at this time, and he seeks to use it in every way. He seeks to weaken the will for good, he seeks to develop the instinct of destruction and annihilation in the human being in order to induce him to carry out what is his will. To destroy my work. But I gave human will complete freedom. And thus the human being is able to comply or also resist my adversary's influence, depending on his feeling of belonging, which he brings to development within himself. And the human being can now carry out the worst deeds without being prevented by me. But on the other hand, he will find every support if he wants to resist my adversary. If he himself is inclined towards good, if he seeks me and thus proves his affiliation to me. The bad will expresses itself destructively, the good will build up. Any destruction by human hand is satanic activity, even though it requires my permission to be carried out. But since earthly life as a human being is a test of will, I must also give him the opportunity to live out his will in every direction. I may not prevent him from doing bad deeds, just as I will never force his will to do good deeds. And therefore I have left my adversary the power to influence people during their earthly life, and the less resistance he meets, the more he will use this power. But one day a work of destruction will take place which is based on my will. Works of creation will be destroyed without my adversary's influence. Yet even then my will is still good and my activity an act of love and mercy, for this work of destruction only signifies a reshaping of what exists for the purpose of spiritual ascent development. It is progress for the works of creation in question and also a means for people to gain maturity of soul if they have a will turned towards me or gain it through it. But my adversary never has a share in what erupts as a force of nature. Instead, His activity only extends to that which allows human will to come to fruition. And he always and constantly tries to influence this. And in the time before the end his influence is enormous. And therefore I take away his power, also over the human will. By binding all immature spiritual substances in form again, in new works of creation, and by completely withdrawing the mature spiritual substances from his power. By binding him myself in the hardest matter for a long time, until humanity distances itself from me again to such an extent that it thereby gives him the freedom to influence it himself. Then I will not hinder him so that man's will may be tested anew. Amen.